Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And this Saturday, President Trump will mark his 100th day in office. Now, he's been saying recently that that is a meaningless milestone, but in the past, he's pledged to reach certain goals before it comes. So this week, NPR is looking back to see whether he's done that. One area sure to draw scrutiny is ethics and whether the president and his family have failed to address conflicts of interest as they promised. Here's Larry Noble, general counsel at the Campaign Legal Center.
They seem to show no interest in at all mitigating the problems that are being caused by their businesses and their connections with the businesses. If anything, you get the sense that they're seeing the presidency and being an advisor to the president as a marketing opportunity.
So let's take a look with NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, who joins us from Washington and has been coordinating coverage of ethics issues in the Trump presidency. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
So has Donald Trump resolved any of the big conflicts of interest posed by his business interests?
No. I can honestly say I don't know of a single ethics expert who would say that Trump is now free of significant conflicts of interest, and that's because he continues to own them and profit from his businesses. And that's really very different from what presidents in the modern era have done. Typically, the president sells off all their stuff, puts it into a blind trust, and then it's managed by a professional so that nobody could say, oh, you're making that decision to enrich yourself. But Trump has done nothing like that at all. He put his holdings into a trust, and he's the sole beneficiary of that trust. He knows exactly what's in the trust. He even quietly changed the terms so that he could take money out at any time. All the profits go to him. The people running the trust are his sons and his longtime attorney. So there's really nothing of significance that's been done to create a barrier between Trump, the businessman, and Trump, the president. And in fact, I think, Robin, you could argue that the problems have actually gotten worse since day one.
Well, by the way, Democrats are saying this is why they won't pass a tax plan until they see how it affects the president directly.
Right.
But how could this get worse?
Well, let's just take one example. Back in 2013, Trump signed a lease for a hotel that's inside of a historic building. It's the old post office building in Washington. It's just a few blocks from the White House. That historic building is owned by the taxpayers, and the lease is held by this Trump trust. Ethics experts say that if you have this hotel lease, it puts pressure on lobbyists and, like, foreign agents, governments. They feel like they have to rent rooms or hold events there to stay in the president's good graces. So rather than tamp down any controversy about that hotel, the Trump family just seems to be, you know, doubling down on it. The president dines there a lot. That gives paying customers the opportunity to be in the same room with him. In fact, he just did that this past Saturday night. He was there for the third time for dinner and since he became president. And that provides a lot of free media attention for his for-profit restaurant. And now his sons are scouting for a second hotel in D.C. There's reports on that. And those problems just get worse, and there are concerns about nepotism.
Well, you tell us that the sons are a heavy burden for taxpayers when they jet around the world, expanding the Trump brand and business, and that costs taxpayers money to protect them. But also, Ivanka Trump is part of the administration and has businesses as well.
That's right. So the children are involved in the White House. I mean, Ivanka and her husband Jared are inside the White House. They've gotten security clearances, but they still have businesses. They're still profiting. The sons are flying around the world to expand the business. It's an interesting situation.
And Donald Trump has a 96 approval rating from people who voted for him. So NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thank you.